whether we had to give you a hint.
Mm-hmm.
What's the date today? 30th of August,
1996. Could you please say your name into the microphone, Thomas?
My name?
Mm-hmm.
In my language?
Any language you want to use? Sure, in your language would be great.
Anokono, Thomas Underwood's there.
And there's the phone call. Let's take that thing off your...
We're going in a stereo.
We went over last week, but a few different. And if you don't know the word, Catherine or I or Fanny will tell you what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Could you start by saying the word for deer?
You see... Is it?
Every word we're going to ask you if you would to say two times into the song. The next word is the word for that little bug that hides in a hole.
I didn't forget.
Lolo.
Lolo.
Again?
Lolo.
And if you were going to talk to Catherine and Fanny about their very own pet Lolo, you could say Hachi Lolo. Would you mind saying that again? Hachin Lolo.
Hachin Lolo.
One more time.
Hachin Lolo.
Okay. And then we talked about that kind of... Hey, you two, you got to be quieter.
Yeah, Ben.
Catherine, you got to be a little quieter, okay? I'm sorry. We talked about that kind of bee. That Catherine remembers the word for from a long time ago. Hati Mimi. Do you remember that one?
A what?
It's some kind of a bee. Bumblebee, Catherine says. Hati Mimi. Would you say the word, Catherine, please?
Hati Mimi. Hati Mimi.
You know that word, Thomas?
No.
Okay. Well, we'll skip that one. Do you know the word for a kind of lizard called halambo?
Halambo. Halambo.
Okay. And how would you say somebody went blind? Shamba.
Yamugano shambatok.
Did you just say the Shamba part?
Shamba.
Okay, wonderful. One more time?
Shamba.
Perfect. Could you say the word for tree?
Iti.
Again, please?
Iti.
And how about post oak?
Chisha.
Again, please?
Chisha. Oh, Bihi, yeah.
And could you say that one again?
Bihi.
And how about the word for poke salad?
I don't know then.
Catherine, could you please say poke salad?
Koshiba.
Koshiba. Okay, one more time.
Koshiba.
Perfect. And then I know we had trouble last week with the word for pine tree. That was the one we went round and round about.
Yeah.
A lot of people say tiyak.
Tehak.
Oh. Did you say that again?
Tehak.
Okay. One more time.
Tehak.
Okay. And how about the word for road?
Hina.
Again, please?
Hina.
And the word for barn?
Pichan.
One more time?
Pichan.
And the word for pillow?
Pillow. Oh, spishy.
One more time.
Spishy.
One more time, could I hear that?
Spishy.
And could you say the word for foot?
Iye.
Again, please?
Iye.
And how about the word for mouth?
Hite.
One more time?
Hite.
And the word for lips? Somebody's lips?
Oh, telbe.
One more time?
Telbe.
And the word for nose?
Bichela.
One more time?
Bichela. Yamagana, Abhishana.
Could you just say that, Abhishana?
Abhishana.
Abhishana. One more time.
Abhishana.
Okay. And could you say the word for an animal's tail?
Waka. Waka.
How about a tail? The tail on the animal.
Hasimbish.
One more time.
Hasimbish. Yes.
Somebody says something and you say yes back to them. E.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Could you say the number two?
Tuglo.
Okay.
Tuglo.
Okay. And how do you say it's raining?
Umba.
Again, please.
Umba. What?
He's eating. Impa.
Oh.
Eating.
Impa.
One more time.
Impa.
And how would you say somebody's buying something? He's buying it.
Nanchumpa. Nanchumpa.
Could you just say chumpa?
Chumpa.
One more time.
Chumpa.
And how would you say he's sick? Maybe that guy over there. He's sick.
Aveka. Aveka.
Okay. How would you say I am sick?
Skin?
No, I'm sick.
Oh. Asavika.
One more time.
Asavika.
And how would you say I made him sick?
Aveka chili.
One more time.
Aveka chili. Snack ho gaya. Achi vikas le.
One more time.
Snack ho gaya. Achi vikas le.
And could you say that one more time, please?
Snack ho gaya. Achi vikas le.
Okay. And how would you say to somebody, ooh, you made me sick?
Sa vikas le.
Okay, one more time.
Sa vikas le.
And if you want to say about somebody, their kid is sick, you could say Chipotat Imambika.
Mm-hmm.
Could you just say that Imambika word?
Imambika.
One more time?
Imambika.
Great. How would you say, he's washing me?
Asapisanchi.
Not he's watching me, but he's washing me. He's got soap and a towel and everything.
Oh. Sachi vachi.
And can you say something like a sachifa?
Sachifa.
One more time?
Sachifa.
Is there a word? Asachifa.
Asachifa.
Great. Could you say that one again?
Asachifa.
How would you say, we wash him?
Ila pisache.
No, once again, we're back to washing, not watching. We wash him. Ila chifa.
Achifachi.
We are washing him. All of us together, we're getting together and we're gonna all give him a bath.
Oh.
I think it'll be something like Ila Chifa.
Pushnogon Ila Chifa.
Okay, could you say that Ila Chifa one more time?
Achifa.
I'd want to hear Ila Chifa.
Mm-hmm.
Could you say that one?
Ila Chifa.
Perfect. then when something is washed, the word meaning it's already washed is something like aschifa.
Aschifatak.
Could you just say aschifa?
Aschifa.
One more time, please.
Aschifa.